Hello, good afternoon. It's Sunday and it's pouring rain in Cork City in Ireland. The rain started about an hour ago and it spread from Dublin to the south coast. And I'm sitting in my car, my parked car, and my daughter is going to kill me for doing this. She's absolutely going to hate me for this, but I'd like you first of all to listen to her. Yep, that's her. That's Omani Tot, as I call her, my daughter Grace. She's sitting in the back seat of the car, and beside her on the seat is a little dog, a little puppy dog, and he is also asleep. So I'm the only person awake in the car, and I'm just recovering from the news that I heard on the radio. I listened to the second half broadcast live on the radio, the news that Tipperary, the County Tipperary hurling team, have beaten Kilkenny in the All-Ireland hurling final. Now, the particular poignancy of this is that County Kilkenny have a team which was, if they'd won today, they'd have won five in a row, which has never been done by anybody in Ireland, so it would have been historic. And I was particularly casting my mind over during the second half of the match the predicament facing, or the situation facing, the coach of the Kilkenny team, a man called Brian Cody. Now, Brian Cody, I won't read you out his credentials, but you take it from me that he would be regarded by most everybody as one of the greatest coaches of all time in Ireland in hurling. Now, this made me think, the fact that he was on the verge of winning the fifth time, I thought to myself, well, look, if Kilkenny win today, the team coach is going to be elevated from being a great in Ireland in hurling to possibly being a candidate for membership of the world's greatest team coaching academy. Now, who are the world's greatest team coaches? Who are the people who have impressed you most as terrific coaches, who have taken teams who are not all that great or not coming from a stable which always produced fine results and fashioning a wonderful team result rather than something as a result of a few great individuals? I'm reasonably familiar with association football, known as soccer, the likes of Ferguson, Busby, Shankly, and a few others who have gone out of my head right now, but there have been a few wonderful football coaches. And I started then to kind of wonder who's great in North America. I know nothing worth knowing about baseball, but I asked about American football, and Vince Lombardi was mentioned, and in fact two or three other names were mentioned to me via Twitter this afternoon. And then I thought, look, surely there must be a kind of academy of team sports coaches, like that would include cricket, rugby, and other team sports that I can't really think of at the moment. I think I probably immediately think of the two Irish Gaelic codes, football and hurling. That'd be rugby, that'd be cricket. But teams, I suppose you'd have to include a Ryder Cup captain, although I wouldn't really rank that up there as a team sport in the same way as the others. Who are the great coaches of ice hockey teams? Who are the great coaches of hockey teams? Who are the great coaches of lacrosse? And who is the greatest basketball coach of all time? I'm interested in this just for kind of slightly frivolous reason, but also because I have always been, or for as long as I can remember, interested in this question about what makes a team great. What makes a team click? And certainly one of the things that makes a team click is the opposition. If there's generally almost no great opposition around, one team can become great. But on the other hand, there have been teams that have come from nowhere and come along and surprised the already established teams. What is it that gets a coach to pull it together? What are the key attributes that make great coaches? Now, this is about leadership. This is not only about leadership, but it's about overcoming adversity. It's about being able to remain positive. It's about being able to beg, borrow and steal resources. It's about being able to have a vision and get the players to buy into it. And there's something about the whole lot clicking and it being a mixture of... You can have a great coach who teaches, trains people who don't do it, don't pull it off, but the coach can be great. You can have a great team that wins without a great coach. But there must, I really must look into this a bit more, the issue about coaching. I feel a bit sorry for Brian Cody. He in my mind, today was terribly important for him, because even though he's great among so far, I bet you secretly he would love to have won today. Well, he'd have been public about that, but he'd like to have won today because that would have elevated him somewhere in relation to other sports. So there you are. That's what I'm doing. So I sit here. There's a photograph of the two people from the hurling match on the front of the Irish Business Post today. Tipperary's Aidan Fogarty and Kilkenny's Paddy Stapleton battling it out during last year's final. And there's a remark that Guinness and also Avon Moore are sponsors in this. So there we are. The Irish government has been advised to ban alcohol firms from sponsoring sports events. So I guess there'll be a lot of people in the GAA thinking about that, because sports sponsorship is a very big thing. But leaving that aside, it's still pouring rain. My daughter, I'll leave the last word to her.